And I'd like now to welcome Rob DeWalt. He is the senior editor, the new senior editor at New Mexico Magazine. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Good morning. How are you?
I am fine. How are you?
It's been a few weeks, hasn't it?
It's been a few weeks, and in those few weeks, you are no longer with the Posse Tempo. You're with New Mexico Magazine.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. I'm really excited to be over there. And it's something I've been chasing for more than a year, so...
Excellent.
Now that I'm there, I'm exhausted in my first week. No, I'm kidding. It's everyone over there has been very, very gracious to me, and wrapping up the first week, I'm feeling very good about things.
That is fabulous. So let's speak of the arts, and you will still be speaking of the arts with us.
I will still be speaking of the arts with you all. First, I want to say that I had a chance to hear your interview with Kim Mueller, and it was fabulous.
Oh, good. And how did the event go with her?
It went really well. We had a good turnout, and we had people from, New York, and we had people from Slow Food, Santa Fe, and we had all kinds of people in the audience. It was a great mix of people, and Dorothy was as gracious as always over there at Collected Works. And it went well. I didn't realize they were going to put us like on a stage with microphones and stuff. I thought we were just going to like sit around and have coffee and talk, but it was good. It was good.
Well, those are always wonderful events over at Collected Works Bookstore, and I'm sure we've got a bunch of events coming up.
We do. I want to talk about a couple of food things.
Oh, good.
Since food is, the spice of life.
Is
that
indeed.
Music? I forgot. Or is it love? I forget. But anyway, you'll die without food,
life?
Basically. Huh?
I've forgotten what the spice of life is. I'm going to look that up.
I think it's cinnamon. Anyway, we have a wonderful event that's happening on Sunday from 10 a.m. to...
Oh, Variety is the spice of life.
Variety is the spice of life. It's also a decent magazine. Anyway, on June 2nd, Sunday, from about 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. over there on Museum Hill, Museum of International Folk Art, and Delicious New Mexico, we're presenting this awesome event called Savor the Flavor. And it's really based on the notion of sort of sourcing locally, and there's going to be some great locally sourced food on hand. There's going to be food demos from the Santa Fe Culinary Academy. They're going to be doing some demos in the Orno, in the outdoor oven there. Museum Hill Cafe is going to have a special menu to go along with their chocolate mate y mas New World Cuisine exhibit. The cool thing about this is that for New Mexico residents on Sundays, it's free. And New Mexico Magazine is going to be there with a booth. And there's actually a sort of a book fair that's happening in conjunction with this right there on Museum Hill.
Okay.
And so we've got Candace Walsh, our managing editor over there, is going to be reading from her book, Licking the Spoon.
Which is a very good book. We talked about that book on
the
air.
She's reading it about one. And then actually Cheryl Jameson is going to be reading and talking about her new book, 100 Grill Recipes You Can't Live Without. There's going to be a bunch of books there. And so come by and see us at the booth. It's going to be awesome. And there's a fee for people who don't have New Mexico IDs, but it's small for the museum. But if you want to do the tasting at Museum Hill Cafe, it's going to cost you a little extra moolah.
Excellent.
But I've had the menu there that sort of honors the exhibit, and it's pretty awesome. Go for the dense chocolate.
Those kinds of things, you really can't go wrong.
No, you can't.
They always really do it up for the public, which is us. And I would like to also say that this week's featured cat of the week, because we can't go without that, is called Simba, who is an affectionate cat. He will greet humans every time he sees them. He has boundless energy. He needs a home with another kitty playmate. And loud noises scare him, so probably not good around small children or fireworks. And he's a handsome boy with soft, short coat and brown tabby markings, and he's about a year old. So if you would like to adopt Simba, you can call 316-2281 316-2281 or askfelinesandfriends@yahoo.com.
Meow.
Okay, this is also cool. On June 1st, which is actually Saturday, which is tomorrow, Connie's is going to have their grand opening celebration. Have you been into the new Connie's yet?
No.
It's fierce.
Is it in the same place?
Yeah. It's in the same place.
I like the old one just fine, too.
Oh, no, I did, too. But this one has this great sort of chopped salad bar where you go in and you're not allowed to touch the food. You just point at what you want, and they take it to this, nice, clean cutting board, and they use this Mezzaluna chopper, and they chop it up and put it in this gigantic bowl for you. And they have great, you know, sandwiches. And just the layout of the store is awesome. I mean, wine geeks are going to love it.
Excellent.
And so from, I believe, 11 a.m. and 2 p.m. on Saturday, there's going to be a party in the parking lot, right? There's going to be food vendors and tastings, a 1 p.m. cooking demo by Johnny V, and a table of local food books hosted by Collected Works.
Excellent.
So they're all over the place, Collected Works, these days. And
speaking of Collected Works.
Yeah, it's at 511 Old Santa Fe Trail, right there at Paseo de Peralta. And it's going to be an awesome time. So that's my other food event that I had to say.
So on Saturday at 10 o'clock at Collected Works, Santa Fe Opera presents Oliver Présent, who is doing the talk at the Santa Fe Opera. Let's see. He's during the summer season, he's giving a talk called Gateway to Romanticism, Rossini's La Donna del Lago. And he's a popular lecturer, and he has he just speaks really well about opera and about music and helps you understand it better. Anyway, that's at 10 o'clock in the morning on Saturday. And then on Sunday at 11 o'clock, Journey Santa Fe presents a conversation on podcasting with Nancy Udell, host and producer of Santa Fe Stories. And she talks about that whole podcast and how it works. And you can go to nancyudell.com for more information.
Neato.
Oh, and then on Tuesday, Craig Johnson's latest book is A Serpent's Tooth, a Walt Longmire Mystery. So if you like mystery books, definitely go over there on Tuesday.
Sweet. That sounds like a good time. There's a fun thing happening at Warehouse 21 tonight. Mr. Bass Bunny's Animal House. It's sort of a killer sort of electronic dance music dance party over there. All ages, of course. There's Dr. Nocturnal, DJ Mark FR, Mickey Paws. A bunch of people are going to be spinning. That starts at around 7 p.m. And that's over there at Warehouse 21. Go and check it out. That's a good one for the teens. Anyone, really, but the teens are going to have a good time with that one.
Hey, tomorrow's the 1st of June.
It is. And when was the last time you said rabbit on the first day of the month?
I always promise myself
I'm going to do it.
I know, but does it work?
Nah, I don't know. It's been so long, I wouldn't know.
Yeah.
Huh?
I have said rabbit at other times.
You can't, I don't think you can bank that for like the first of the month.
Rabbit.
Just say it now and get it out of the way.
All right. Well, there is an event called A Gallery, which is a new art venue at 154 West Marcy, and they're having a reading of poetry and prose by Anne Valley Fox and Tom Ireland on the theme of longing. And that is tomorrow from 6 to 7 in the evening. It's free and everybody is welcome.
Yay. There's some art openings I want to talk about.
Excellent.
We have a great one at 8 Modern called Feku Asa Nisa Masa. It works on paper, and there's a reception tonight from 5 to 7 p.m.
Feku is amazing. She's a good artist.
She's fabulous. And that show's actually up through July 14th, so you have a while to see it.
She was at this. Actually, she wrote to me and was trying to see if she could come on the show, but I didn't have time. She is a former resident of the Santa Fe Art Institute, where she was doing some good work, and we had her on the air a couple of years ago.
Oh, neat. Zane Bennett, Contemporary Art, over there on Guadalupe Street, the South Guadalupe Street, has mixographia prints by Mimo Palladino, and there's a reception, at 5 o'clock tonight, and that's going to be cool. And have you been to Iconic Coffee yet?
I haven't. I've heard about that place.
Oh, it's killer.
Is it?
It's killer. There's actually going to be a great CD release party there next weekend. But they're actually having an art opening on Saturday, and there's a group show reception tomorrow from 4 to 7 p.m. That's over there on Lena Street, off 2nd Street, sort of behind the Cloud Cliff there and all
that
stuff.
Yeah, it's where the second incarnation of the Treehouse restaurant was.
Uh-huh.
Which is a very Santa Fe-ing thing to say, but
yeah, it's a funky, it's a really cool interior, and they have all this really old equipment in there, and it's a really funky atmosphere.
Didn't they come from like Portland or Seattle or something? They came from real coffee
so
house territory, yeah, something like that.
Yeah, there's more than one Iconic Coffee, but it's not like a super, it's not like Starbucks,
right?
You know,
not
there's like two of them, or three, you know.
You can't call it a chain when it only has two links.
Right. That would be a
What would it be?
I don't know. It would be Link.
It would be Link.
William and Joseph Gallery has Counting on the Sun, new paintings by Jeanne Bassett. And there's no reception, but that opens on Saturday, and that's up through June.
Can I interrupt, as I always do, with non-relevant things? Well, this is relevant to those of us who like music and Broadway show tunes, and that David Geist is at Geist Cabaret, which is a room upstairs in Pranzo Restaurant, and he will be there tonight and tomorrow. And to put on your calendars for the future, he and Robert Sinn will be doing a performance called From Darkness to Light, a Kurt Vile tribute, and that's on the 23rd of June at the Santa Fe Playhouse. And so that's a benefit concert. But in any case, and also David Geist will be at Vanessi on Tuesday, this coming Tuesday, from 8 to 11. So lots of good David Geist piano and lovely music.
Lots of Geistisms.
Right.
Okay. Look, I'm back on the Santa Fe Humane Society and Animal Shelter's website, and I have to say something.
Yes.
Suki is still a pet of the week. Now, I hope that that's a mistake, because Suki should have been adopted by now.
Is Suki the cutest little thing?
Suki is the cutest little white wonder dog. She was hit by a car, and she was unable to use her back legs, but she's been going through rehab with the shelter and Sue Kevley at Bounce Back Integrative Vet Rehabilitation. And let's see. I'm hoping this dog is adopted, but if not, somebody needs to go over. This dog is 6 years old. He's adorable. And if I didn't have a huge landscaping project going on in my backyard right now to make it more comfortable for a new animal in the future, then I would pick up Suki right away.
How many animals do you have now?
I have two, but I have a, bless her heart, I have a Rottweiler who's winding down rather quickly. She's 12 or 13.
Yeah.
And so, but, you know, there's puppies everywhere. And if you need one, you need to go to the Santa Fe Animal Shelter and Humane Society.
Excellent. Puppies are good.
Puppies are good. Most, as long as they're treated well by their...
Yes, and if they're in the animal shelter, there's good chance they were born when they were, they got there when they were very, very young, which means that they are malleable and open and ready to be your best friend.
They're just like a walking, pooping tabula rasa. Anyway.
Hey, how about June 2nd, which is Sunday at 2:30 at the St. Francis Auditorium, the Santa Fe, speaking of Oliver Prezant, the Santa Fe Community Orchestra is doing a Russian Easter Festival Overture on liturgical themes, Opus 36 by Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov. And they're doing the Holberg Suite, which is by Edvard Grieg. And they're doing Symphony No. 1 in C minor by Johannes Brahms. And they do fantastic work, and that's at the St. Francis Auditorium, once again, this coming Sunday at 2:30. A nice way to spend the afternoon, and then you can hang out on the plaza afterwards.
Yeah. There's also the Santa Fe Women's Ensemble is performing on Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock. Fiesta de Musica, Music of Casals and Victoria, and the international Folk Songs at the Immaculate Heart of Mary Retreat and Conference Center Chapel on Mount Carmel Road. That should be a good one. If you want more info, call 954-4922. There's probably going to be some information on the Women's Ensemble website as well.
Excellent. I got a note from Robin Covelli Hunt, who is going to read a section of her novel called Black Sheep on Sunday the 2nd of June at 3 o'clock at Teatro Paraguas. So check that out. And the Santa Fe Reporter included Black Sheep in last year's Guide to Summer Reading Books. So, should be fun and should be good.
Did we talk about this site-specific installation at the Santa Fe Art Institute?
Oh, Martha Russo.
Martha
Russo. Yes, she was on the first half of the program.
Oh, she was.
When you were just walking in, yeah.
I missed it. I was
driving. No, it's fine. And what was so funny is I went over to the Art Institute to see her work. And I said, where are you from? And she said, Colorado. And I said, oh, that's... So I went to high school with somebody who had your same name. And she said, Connecticut? we'd gone to high school together. We were in the same Italian class.
Oh my goodness.
It was so weird. So we, after we did the interview, we reminisced about our rather different experiences of those years, of those yesteryears.
Did you guys figure out if either of you had incriminating photographs of anything?
I believe that that was not the case.
That was not the case. You never know.
Nor was there Facebook in those days.
There wasn't.
Privacy was a lot easier to maintain.
Unless you had a Snoopy mom that read your journal. And
yeah, but even that, you know, doesn't really go beyond that because they're too embarrassed to tell anybody.
Peter Sarkisian, A View on Video. It's a New Mexico Museum of Art weekly docent talk. And it's a discussion of Sarkisian's mixed media installations at the New Mexico Museum of Art. And that is Wednesday, the 5th, at 12:15 p.m.
And the Bicentennial Swimming Pool has just opened. It's the only outdoor recreation pool owned by the city of Santa Fe. And it'll be open for full-time hours, which is 6:30 in the morning until 7 at night, starting tomorrow. So there's a lap pool and a tot pool and our city at work. I love that.
Let's see. I want to get this in just because I want to get this in. This is something that I wanted to write about but didn't get a chance to. And it actually happens on Friday, but at Iconic Coffee, this band Everusnik, which is a wonderful duo, but they have a whole ensemble now, are celebrating the release of Everusnik's album. At Iconic Coffee, there's a Friday, June 7th, and I believe also June 8th. There's two nights there, and one night is a sort of adult night with a bar, and one night is sort of more of an all-ages affair. And if you go to everusnik.com, you can find out more, or just go to their Facebook page and look up the dates. Really beautiful, wonderful people, you know, that I was interviewing for a story that never happened. And, you know, I was having problems with my knees, and they brought me essential oils. And they're just, like, just really beautiful people, and their music is as beautiful as they are. So hook up with them on the internets and get some tickets to the show, because it's going to be fantastic.
Okay. And what else? Oh, so there's an Albuquerque event, which may be of interest to our listeners who are following Dave Anderson, the wonderful saxophone player, and Bert Dalton, the keyboard player. They are playing, along with Asher Barreras and Cal Haynes, The Music of Stan Getz. That's on Sunday from 3 to 5 at the Bosque Center on 6400 Coors Boulevard, Northwest, in Albuquerque. So you can check that out, but it's always fun. The Music of Stan Getz is fantastic.
Hey, the Spring Festival and Children's Fair is happening this weekend. I believe it's Saturday and Sunday at El Rancho de las Golondrinas. It's going to be hands-on kids activities. That doesn't mean hands-on kids. That means...
Nobody thought it did, Rob.
There's going to be sheep shearing. And bread baking demonstrations. That's at 10 a.m. It continues Sunday. So doors open at 10, and it continues Sunday at El Rancho de las Golondrinas.
Excellent.
On Los Pinos Road. If you go to the El Rancho de las Golondrinas website, you can find out more information, or you can call 471-2261.
You know what? This is a Robert Knott moment. You're actually blushing as you giggle. It's a first time here on the Radio Cafe. Cool as a cucumber, Rob Duwalt.
I read it wrong. It was the inflection. It didn't come out quite the way I expected it to.
So right, of course.
I just wanted an inflection correction.
Now, did you already talk about Savor the Flavor?
I sure did.
Okay.
Are you going to go?
What?
Yeah. You're a New Mexico resident. It doesn't cost you a darn cent.
That's true, and flavors are a good thing to savor.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, maybe.
You should. I think it'll be fun. I'm going to be there. We're taking shifts at New Mexico Magazine, so if anyone wants to see us, we'll be up there in shifts. I'll be there from like 11 to 1.
Now, here's something that we can talk about a little bit in advance. There's a salsa dance workshop. They're bringing Lucas Pratt from Argentina, who's the second place world salsa champion, he's going to be here on Saturday, the 8th of June, from 2 to 5, and You can learn rhythms of pachanga, bachata, and salsa on one, and social salsa dance, and all kinds of things. So it should be a party and good stuff at the dance station. For more information, call Tony at 204-2988, or you can write to dance at mambofe.com. As opposed to Santa Fe, it's mambofe.
Yes.
Yes.
Hey, did we talk about Los Pingos?
Oh, go for it.
It's a Buenos Aires-based traditional folk rock band. They're playing at 7 p.m. on the Rail Yard Plaza on Saturday.
Okay.
Part of the free concert series put on by our good friends at Heath Concerts, Jamie Lynn Festi, and all those good guys. And it starts at 7 o'clock. And that's cool. The Rail Yard has been very, very busy lately, and I'm so excited about that. You know, they had a great little sort of dance party last weekend. They had the March on Monsanto thing. They had the Farmers Market, which I believe it was the busiest one so far this season. I mean, it was just crammed.
Excellent.
So this is going to be a fun event. Do yourself a favor and carpool.
That's a good idea.
Or take public transportation. Trust me, it's
What's
a lot
that?
Easier. Huh?
What's that?
There's this thing, it's called a bus.
Oh, the bus.
Put your money in the thing and they let you on the bus and then they take you places. Yeah.
The Reluctant Fundamentalist. Have you seen that?
No, I have not.
My lovely mother saw it and thought it was very good. And that is going on at the Screen. And what else is going on movie-wise?
I don't know. I was just sort of looking that up.
The final shows of... Let's see. I don't know if that's still going. I think that one's already gone. But opening next week are... Stories We Tell, The Iran Job, and The Magic Flute by Kenneth Branagh. All
true.
At the Screen.
This is true. So did you talk about Midnight's Children?
Why no?
Let's see. It is sort of a Salman Rushdie vehicle sort of thing. And Rushdie is the film's narrator.
Oh, my
apparently.
Goodness.
And let's see, it's playing at the Center for Contemporary Arts. And I love the CCA.
I love the CCA, too.
And the Screen. They both serve their marvelous purposes and will live on even after there's a new monstrous movie theater downtown. Anyway, how about that fire in the Pecos?
Oh, man.
I know.
Is that near where you used to live?
It's where we used to collect firewood. It's about a mile from the old Vivash fire scar. And I'm very familiar with the area, and it's really depressing. There's evacuations going on, and there's a lot of homes in the area.
Yeah.
And that might be in danger. So, if you're out there in Pecos, look after each other, please. It's very,
very
sad.
Much so. What else is going on? Now, there's Gardening Like the Forest with Dave Jackie of Edible Forest Gardens. There's a talk tonight from 7 to 9, and then a weekend workshop tomorrow and Sunday. And there's different prices, little discounts if you do all of them and things like that. For more information, you can call 505-819-3828. And you can go to carboneconomyseries.com for more information on that.
NATO.
Yep.
NATO.
And I would like to tell our dear friends out in Radio Land that for the coming Fridays, for the next several weeks, I am not going to be here. I'm turning it over to Diana Delling, who is going to host you and your colleague at New Mexico Magazine, Candace Walsh, speaking of the arts.
Mm-hmm.
And I will be, and I'm also turning over some of the shows to a couple of other colleagues, Hollis Walker and Zaylee Pollan, who will be doing interviews, and I will be doing some, but I'm just rolling back a little bit and going for some rest and relaxation.
Yay!
And so please welcome and give feedback to our new hosts.
Absolutely.
Who will be here for, like I said, June and maybe a little chunk of July.
Cool. Well, you deserve a rest.
Thank you.
That's for sure. You work very, very hard.
Well, we all do.
In our own ways, yes. In our own ways.
You know, that combined with dog care.
Yes.
It's a full life.
It is a full life. It's a full-time job, those animals of yours.
those animals of anybody's.
Yeah, but yours in particular.
What? I have been told on more than once, those guys aren't, they're not the normal Jack Russell Terriers. They're very sweet.
Really?
Yeah.
You know, I can say that I honestly have never met your dogs.
Oh, how can that possibly be?
I don't know. We don't take them out to lunch. You know, you don't walk around with them in your purse.
That's true. Well, I don't bring them to the Santa Fe Bacon Company because you can only have dogs on the patio. And if I put them on the patio, they would paw at the glass doors and look inside saying, Mom. Yeah. So I decided not to do that.
It would be a bit of a distraction.
Yes.
Yeah. And plus, it smells like bacon a lot.
Yep.
And that would be a distraction for them.
Yeah. Bacon is one of their goals.
Yeah.
I went to Second Street Brewery last night down on Second Street, had a wonderful Cobb salad with chicken on it,
mm-hmm.
and brought one little piece of chicken home for the dogs.
Really?
That's why there's love.
I feel like a bad daddy. I don't let my dogs have any human food.
Oh, man, we let them have it. As long as we monitor their weight.
That's
oh, by the way, on Tuesday of next week, David Eagleman is speaking at the James A. Little Theater. We interviewed him this week, and that's part of the Santa Fe Institute public lecture, community lecture series. And it's very interesting. Neuroscience and the law, how neuroscience will change and is changing our concept of blameworthiness. So that's one more listing that we just snuck in.
Neato.
Yep. Rob DeWalt is with New Mexico Magazine, where he's the new senior editor, and he's with us many Fridays speaking of the arts and will continue to be with us, and I'm so excited that
I'm excited too.
Are too.
Yeah. It's just like old times, but new times.
It's just like the times of last week and the week before. Anyway, you've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're streaming live on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org. Thanks to Dot Boyle Computer Services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes. You can find us at facebook.com/radiocafe. My email address is radiocafe@ksfr.org. Please do write. And stay tuned for the BBC, followed by local news by KSFR's award-winning news team. After that, jazz, etc. with Helga Ancona. Hasta la vista, everybody. Have a wonderful weekend, and we'll see you very soon.
Later.
Ciao.